The next patient is Linda Jones. The last name is J-O-N-E-S. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. This time the patient has creatinine that is 1.25 and the BUN that is 15 with an estimated EFR that is 44 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. To improve the condition even more, the patient has lost 23 pounds of body weight. That is more than commendable. Number two, the patient has a tendency to have a hyperglycemia. However, the hemoglobin A1C is below 6%. Following number, this patient has valvular heart disease, aortic stenosis, and mitral insufficiency is followed by Dr. Parnassa and Dr. Baker. Parnassa is P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, and Dr. Baker, P-E-Y-K-A-R, and Dr. Galino, G-O-L-I-N-O, period. The patient was emphasized about the fluid restriction of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours and the low sodium diet. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post stenting of the left anterior descending artery. The patient is taking Eliquis 2.5 milligrams POBID. Following number, anemia that is followed at the cancer center, but is very well controlled. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 126 over 74. Period. The patient is feeling better, is stronger, and with more stamina, doesn't get short of breath easy. Period. Recently sustained a fall, but fortunately didn't have any. Fractures. At the present time, we are going to continue the present management period. The patient is determined to lose more weight, and that is going in turn, this is going to help the cardiovascular situation. Period, I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.